He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart, and I want to spend.
Dad bod. Dad bod or dad pod?
Dad pod with a P. It's part of the thing.
P.
Part of the new enterprise-wide version of This Is So Dumb.
Yeah, it would be the dumbest podcast.
Dumb Down Productions. I think Dad Pod would be great.
I actually like... I came up with that Dumb Down
Productions. No, you didn't.
You
Oh, okay. You did. Yeah, okay. I thought you meant Dad Pod. That's totally me.
Yeah.
And I checked. No one's got it.
Man, just scoop it up.
Smack it up. Flip it. Rub it down.
Oh, no. We used to do a Belle Biv DeVoe song every episode when we first started. Yeah.
Those were the days. Yes. That was great. Those were the days when we recorded and didn't put them out because we were like, we can't.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I know. Yeah.
There are some episodes that are so horrific to listen to. Like, we can't do that. I know.
Man, we've grown leaps and no, we haven't. We haven't grown that much.
I've grown centimeters and centimeters in girth. I'm sweating.
All right, take your sweatshirt off. All right. While he does that, I'm going to just go into a...
It's erotic.
Wait, no, I said take your shirt off, not your pants. Oh, I mean, why aren't you wearing underwear?
Oops.
Yeah.
It's my dinga.
No, it wasn't.
Schmenz.
Schmenz.
Ready? I'm going to whip my schmenz out. Ready?
Oh, stupid. Stop that.
That's what it sounds like when it hits.
How was your weekend, bud?
Weekend was...
Weekend.
Man... Weekend was rainy around here, huh?
Yeah,
it was crazy. Lots of rain. Tornado?
Yeah, tornado warning.
Or tornado. It depends on what side of the border you're on.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm on the west side of Austin, so.
Tornado? Tornillo?
Tornado.
Oh, it's tornillo.
Hey, man. How's your tornado doing? You got a new wheel on that body.
I don't know. What side of the border was that one?
That was East Austin.
Oh.
Not West Austin.
Yeah, so what'd you do? Anything good? Any noteworthy?
Let's see. No.
Nah.
We watched Ant-Man and Wasp last night.
We did too.
Holy
boy,
yoing.
Yeah, the kids were not interested at all.
Really?
Yep.
The older one doesn't like superhero movies.
Yeah.
Emphatically does
That's
not like
crazy.
Them. I don't know. He doesn't like them. He also didn't like the Goonies. Wasn't interested in watching Indiana Jones.
Hmm.
We started watching Indiana Jones and... there were some spiders in there. The young guy doesn't like spiders.
Yeah.
He's like Indiana Jones with snakes.
Fine.
Spiders.
Yeah.
Same thing. He hates them. And
why did it have to be spiders?
Why gotta be black? I don't know why it's spiders, to be honest with you.
No, that's what he says. Why did it have to be snakes in the movie?
Did he really?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? I watched it. Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the Last Crusade.
Oh. You didn't see that. So Karen Allen was the... Isn't Karen Allen in it?
Yeah.
I think she went cuckoo.
The only other movie I know her from was Scrooged.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember her from Home Improvement.
Really?
Tim Allen?
That's...
Tim Allen.
Oh.
Got it.
I thought maybe she was... She took... Yeah. I never got that whole fucking thing. What was he doing? Like being an ape or something?
Yeah. That was in his act.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Never.
He's a real man.
Oh, he is?
That's what he said.
No.
He also flew like 100 pounds of weed in a plane, got arrested.
Was it weed or cocaine?
Sure. I was going to say coke, but I was going to give him a...
Oh.
It's going to be a nice guy.
That's all. He needs your charity.
He allegedly had a sweet porn stash, too, in that picture.
Damn. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we could Google that, but... So
you wanted to know
Ant-Man
how my weekend was.
Yeah, Ant-Man and Wasp. What would you like?
Got to
like
tell it? You. I love the Wasp.
Yeah.
I've always been a Wasp fan since she was in... Lost. Yeah. Big time.
Yep.
I'm more of a, I'm a Jack.
I'm a Michael Pena guy.
Oh, I thought we were going to go the difference between her two love interests.
Sawyer or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jack. I'm more of a Jack. I'm an intellectual. You know, I'm an alpha.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm more of a Gabe. No, what's that big fat guy's name?
Gilbert?
Yeah, no, it's not Gilbert. What the fuck is his name? Doesn't matter. I'm that guy.
Gaucho.
He looks like a gaucho.
Yeah.
No, I like Michael Pena in that movie.
Michael Pena was hilarious.
Yeah.
Michael Pena is in some roles awesome in other movies or shows, like the Medellin one.
Yeah.
Terrible.
No.
He's terrible.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Because I like him as an actor. I think he's hilarious. What's I think you should stick to comedy.
Yeah. Man, what's your other favorite Michael Peña movie?
Observe and Report. He's good in that.
Never saw it.
Really? Seth Rogen movie. He plays like, he's got Jerry curls. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He does heroin. He's got Jerry curls. Yeah. He's hilarious. He's got a lisp. He's fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that about aliens?
No. Observe and Report is, Seth Rogen. It's like basically what Paul Blart Mall Cop should have been.
Yeah.
It's him as a mall cop.
Yeah.
And there's a streaker and he's trying to crack the case. He wants to become a real cop. And Ray Liotta is the real cop and bangs his girlfriend in a car. And like, it's fucking great. Yeah.
Ray Liotta bangs
her. Ray Liotta bangs her. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's so great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. I saw this week, the nieces were in town. We saw Dumbo.
Zero interest in ever seeing that.
I cried.
Did you really?
It was good.
What?
It was good.
What?
Yes.
You are.
So good. Colin Farrell's in it.
Yeah.
He's another one of my love interests. Really? Love Colin Farrell.
Or yeah. He's got a big old fat one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
It's just right up your alley.
The Last Snake in Ireland.
Put it.
Yeah. he's missing an arm in this one, though.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. From the war.
But he's got an extra one down below between his knees.
He's still got the old tripod kicking. He comes back from the war, rejoins the old traveling circus, but he's got no arm, and his wife died. So they're obviously not going to be able to do the horse show anymore.
Yeah.
By horse show, I mean they both get raped by a horse.
Yeah, it's like a donkey show, but with a horse.
That's out. And plus, they have a couple of kids now, so it's inappropriate.
Oh.
So along comes an elephant that they bought, and this elephant squirts out a little Dumbo.
Yeah.
And circus is going down. They've got one last ditch effort. They're going to make Dumbo come out with these big ass ears.
Yeah.
Be a clown. Wouldn't you know it, Dumbo can fly.
Fucking A. Does he flap his ears?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
does he just glide?
Nope, he flaps his ears. And Damn. Then he glides, of course, but he flaps his ears. So, wouldn't you know it, Michael Keaton owns like a real amusement park thing. And he's like, I want that Dumbo.
Yeah.
I want that goddamn elephant in my show. So he tricks Danny DeVito, who runs the circus. Danny DeVito's great actor. He's an American treasure.
I agree.
You can literally fit him in one of those treasure boxes you used to get from the dentist.
Yeah.
Remember those treasure boxes you get from the dentist where they put
I didn't call
teeth
the
in there? Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. You look like you're from England. So.
All right, go on then.
All right, so he goes to get the Dumbo.
Are you really breaking down Dumbo right now?
I'm breaking down Dumbo.
Jesus Christ.
I'm breaking down Dumbo because, do you remember Michael Keaton back in the day?
Yeah.
Gung Ho.
Yeah.
Gung Ho.
Talk of the Walk.
What else was he in?
He was in
Don't Say Batman.
Mr. Mom.
Slap you. Mr. Mom. There you go. He's a terrible actor.
Yeah.
He's terrible. I never realized he was terrible.
Did you see that new one that he was trying to win the Academy Award for?
Founder?
No.
Oh, Birdman?
No,
I didn't see that shit either.
Yeah.
I don't like when people run around in their tighty whities. Makes me uncomfortable.
Really?
And in the ad, he's running around in his tighty whities.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Tighty whities are so out.
I can't
believe they're still in business.
People love them. You think you'll be wearing boxer briefs when you're like 90?
Yeah, I do. The same ones I'm wearing right now.
Probably.
Same brand, not the same ones.
Oh, okay. Which ones? What are you running?
Adidas. Adidas Climacool.
All day I dream about sex.
Yeah.
And it's hugging your little nutties.
That's right.
Oh, your one gigantic one and your one regular size one.
Yeah. The regular size one is pretty meaty, you know?
Show off. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Well, I don't really want
to. So you cried because Dumbo dies at the end?
It was sad.
Yeah?
Dumbo doesn't die. Dumbo gets away. But it was sad.
Man, spoiler alert.
I forget what part was sad.
Oh. Probably your life.
Because you're sitting there Dumbo?
Watching Dumbo.
With these two teenage girls who are like...
Look at it. Ugh.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. What are you on your period? What's wrong with you? Uncle Will's a... Uncle Will's got problems. How's your marriage, Uncle Will? Why are you crying?
Why are you crying at Dumbo?
Why are you hard? Why are you crying? What's going on? Awesome.
Those girls are hilarious. We were driving to...
They're the ones that liked your trouser snake joke.
Yes. We were going to goat yoga. They came to goat yoga. They were here like a week and a half over a weekend.
All right. Did we talk about goat yoga last week?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I totally forgot. I was going to ask you if you folded one in half and all the blood.
We talked about goat yoga.
Okay.
But what we didn't talk to about is when going to goat yoga, there was a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
And they were like, that place is Dick's. And then they just started going off like, go back and forth like, do you guys have a lot of dicks around here? There's a ton of dicks in Austin.
Good for them.
This girl's a 13.
Yeah, that's the perfect age for that.
So funny.
Yeah. Good for them.
And of course, the boys were laughing, and then all of a sudden, you know, the younger one's like, why is that funny?
Yeah. He's like, there's also a lot of Academy toys, too.
I wonder what your take is on Chick-fil-A. So then I told him, I was like, well, you know, dick is a slang word for penis. And then he just, eyes lit up. Oh, shit. Good stuff.
Slang word?
Slang. Slanging it. Is that not what it is?
Yeah. It's a swear word, I guess.
A Richard?
Slanging that dick.
Slanging that ass. So yeah, I saw Dumbo. It was good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good to know. So
I'm just staring at you.
I know.
Because your beautiful blue eyes.
Thank you.
You know what else I saw this weekend? Or part of? National Lampoon's.
Oh, the one I told you about.
Yeah.
A futile and stupid gesture.
It was a futile and stupid gesture to tell me to watch that. That thing is a piece of hot shit.
Did I say it was good?
Yeah.
Oh, I did?
I don't know. Maybe you didn't.
I don't think I did. I just said that I watched it and it was about National Lampoon's,
but.
Yeah.
That thing looked exactly what it feels like on the night after we do this podcast.
Yeah.
Just a streaming,
disgusting. Yeah, just a hot bowl of melted shit.
Toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that thing is like one-liner, one-liner, one-liner.
Well, that's what their whole thing was about, but.
I know, but Christ.
The only thing I liked is it told the story of the whole magazine and where they went and how Lorne Michaels stole all his shit and all his people.
I didn't see that part. No. Oh. So I only made it so far.
Yeah.
It was, they just started the radio show, maybe? Mm-hmm. They were going to do the radio show. So it wasn't that far in. Will Forte bothering the piss out of me in that one, though.
Yeah.
Him and his buddy.
Yeah.
All those witty fucking repartee, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, that was, they were from Harvard.
I just stifled a burp. You're welcome, America.
Three people in America.
Hey, I got kudos for not burping so much. That was a frog in your throat.
It was, yeah. I was like,
hey, I like the fact that you don't burp, but what's with the disgusting oral sex sound that always comes out?
You're welcome, ladies. So I'm sorry if you didn't like it, but no, it was interesting because it was, they did go into how Lorne poached all his guys, like Chevy Chase and all those guys were part of his radio show.
Oh, who plays Chevy Chase?
Joel McHale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And they were like really good friends.
Chevy Chase and Joel McHale?
No. Well, they're friends because they were on that show Community together.
I thought everybody hated Chevy Chase on that show.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I loved that show when it was on. Did you ever partake?
Saturday Night Live?
No.
Hmm. National Lampoon's? No.
Come on, man.
No, Community. I don't remember it even being on. Oh, Community.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I never watched that one either.
It was so good. It was great.
Who's in that? Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase, Joel McHale.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover and Ken Jeong was in it.
Dr. Ken?
Yeah.
What about the ladies? Hit me up with some of the ladies.
Alison Brie. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other blonde chick who was pretty hot.
Hmm.
Can't think of her name off the top of my head.
Yeah, sounds like she's doing well. Oh, you know who was in Dumbo? I forgot to mention. Your girl, Asia Argento.
She is not my girl.
Yes, she is.
She is some young man's girl.
I tell you what, lucky young man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was good in that.
Yeah.
Daddy-like.
I wonder how she got the part after
There was a little son in there.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No, that's probably broke. Like, I think it was probably in between.
Yeah.
Hey, I was raped versus, oops, did I mention
that I raped? Yeah. Yeah. Does that negate the, you know, is it kind of like a wash?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that kid was out for some cash. It was creepy what she did, but there's no way that guy didn't want to bang her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But this us two fucking hetero, like macho men talking like that, you know?
I mean, super, super straight.
Super.
You can't get any straighter than this.
It's true. You need help there, partner?
What?
You got that? So yesterday was the wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Yep. We had planned to go to the Waco Zoo with the kids and stuff. That's what she wanted to do. Instead, we did nothing because it rained out all day. So
she wanted to go to the Waco Zoo for her birthday?
She's all about the kids, man. Yeah, she likes her kids.
I like to go to Dave and Buster's on my birthday for that.
Do you?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Because they get to run around and play video games, and I get to sit there and drink and watch them.
Yeah.
Because it's all about them.
And watch all the other kids, too.
Yeah.
Fuck. So, and then today, we're like, you know what? Let's go get the kids new bikes. No, this was yesterday on her birthday as well. Let's go get the kids new bikes. You see the bikes behind me? New bikes?
Oh,
brand spanking new bikes?
Yeah.
Those little fucking assholes. We're just like, we're there. We're buying the new bikes and like, what kind of prizes are we going to get? I'm like, what are you talking about? We're getting you new bikes. That's not a prize. Like, we're just getting those bikes. Like, we want a prize. It's like, you guys have no idea.
What kind of prize were they looking for?
And not bikes.
Combos?
Like no, a bag no. They're like, they're, you know, like little toys.
Major League Chew?
Ooh, Big League Chew, you mean?
I mean that too, yeah. Big League Chew.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So we got them the bikes, and then we got them fucking toys and stuff too. But
really?
They, yeah.
Can they ride bikes?
No, they cannot ride bikes. Really? They are fucking clueless when it comes to riding bikes. Yeah. They do not understand how to pedal the fucking pedals.
You know,
we had the balance bikes. We just gave them away at the thing. Couldn't get that either.
Really?
So I don't know where we're going to fucking stand with these bikes because literally they don't get it.
The balance bike was perfect.
Nope.
The older one. The younger one was like that. Same thing. He like gave it a shot and said forget it.
Yeah,
but the older one, he went right from balance bike to pedal on a bike. No problem.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with your kids, but.
Yeah. They cannot figure it out. I'm like, pedal the fuck. And then they just stare down at the pedals.
Yeah.
To like, once they start getting going, and they just crash into shit because they're not looking up. They're not steering. They'll just fucking crank the thing all the way to the left and fall over.
Well, one of them's a woman, so I get it.
Yeah, it's true. Terrible drivers.
Terrible drivers.
Yeah.
The other one's Asian, so.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Terrible breath defects.
It's amazing how one of them came out Asian.
Yeah, no.
I would question that, but you're a different guy.
No, man, that's, you know, it's just God's plan.
I guess when your boyfriend's Asian, that's what happens.
It's true.
Stuff.
Yeah, so that's all. And then today, we went to a birthday party. Kids' Ooh. Birthday party, Catch Air. The kids had a fucking blast. They were maniacs.
Is that one of those bouncy house places?
Yeah, yeah.
Those things are
up by you.
Money.
Yeah.
That's good cash. We should start one of those.
We should.
Yeah.
Just little spy cams everywhere.
This is so jump. Just go. Little spy cams.
What? I didn't say that.
Exactly.
I did not say that.
Oh, baby changing table. My ass.
You had sent me a news story about a guy who put a spy camera in his friend's place.
Yeah.
And then the lady found it, and she's like, what is this? And then she had, like Spectrum come out, and they were like, yeah, that's, like, a Wi-Fi-enabled camera. And they're like, and it's active.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? So the police found out it's this guy, and then, lo and behold, he also has kiddie porn on his computer.
Yeah, shocker.
They always do.
I tell you what, he's a handsome guy, though. He's a handsome, older guy. Yeah. He looks like that. Stay thirsty, my friends.
You think he looks like the most interesting man alive?
I do. Yeah. Not the new one.
He looks more like, what the fuck is his name? Highway to the Danger Zone? Kenny Rogers.
That's Kenny Loggins, you asshole.
That's what I meant.
No, wait. Did you mean Kenny Rogers or Kenny Loggins?
Though? You know what? I think I meant Kenny Rogers.
I think you meant Kenny Rogers. But you should have just said Roasters. Kenny Rogers or Roasters? Yeah.
Do you have a chicken line?
I'm trying to pull this up, but. Why would Kenny Rogers have a Kenny Rogers Roasters? You know what I mean? How far? I don't see. Celine,
why does Paul Newman have salad
Celine
dressings?
Dion doesn't have a beignet shop. You know what I mean?
She might. In Vegas?
Yeah.
I think she gives them out with their concerts.
My heart.
My heart will go on.
When's the last time you saw that movie? Titanic.
I don't think I watched it up until I saw What's-Her-Face's boobs and then I shut it off.
Great ones.
No.
I love Kate Winslet.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, not for me.
What?
Not at all. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Kate Winslet?
Redhead? What? Redhead, a little thick?
Nah.
In that movie? Oh, come on.
Nah. She, I don't know. Her face ain't... You know.
You're a retard.
What?
What's what was that? That? Can you, I said, can you rewind, please? Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what? Nah, I agree with you.
I mean, if he closed his eyes a little bit.
No, I mean,
he's got nice hairstyle.
He's got a like a nice thick head of hair, a sweet beard.
Yeah.
He's kind of ragged, but if he was in like a suit,
yeah,
like a deep blue suit,
exactly,
and surrounded with good lighting and surrounded by chicks in bikinis, I'd see that.
Oh, molestation. Ugh. Florida man who is...
imagine that, Florida.
Womp, womp. Oh, it's Florida. Who conceded to installing a spy camera in his family friend's residence was arrested and charged. The camera was plugged into a wall outlet in the home after discussing the find with her cable and internet provider.
Yeah.
like I don't know. It's a fucking camera, lady.
Yeah, lady.
He folded like a deck of cards too.
He just
admitted to placing the spy cam in the victim's home and having the camera there for approximately a year.
A year, yeah. What a creep.
But man. How do you have a camera in there for a year and you don't notice it, but it's got to be in a place that's like really, unless it's like a fake receptacle, you know what I mean? It's like plugs into the wall and it looks like another receptacle.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
I think it was just like a teddy bear?
Yeah. No, I think it was like a...
With a funny eye. It's like...
It was more like a telescope.
Yeah.
It was that fucking big, just plugged in, hanging there. And then he's like, la, 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 la.
What is that? Yeah. What is this that I'm looking at?
Yeah.
How about other big...
Florida stuff?
I got
some good Florida stuff.
Let's roll with it. What do you got?
I got a Florida homeless man calls cops to report he paid for sex but got scammed.
Yeah.
This fucking clown.
This guy's the best.
He doesn't look like a homeless man.
He doesn't. He looks just like a
sad clown. Yeah, like sad. If he had like a rubber nose on and like the diamond eye thing for a clown.
That guy's 50. He's 50. He looks like he's 70.
Yeah, he's pretty rough.
Florida cops say a man who called 911 to report a crime appeared to forget he was admitting one to himself.
He's got the same stubble as you.
Yeah.
And if your nose just gets a little, keep drinking, your nose is going to get a little bit bigger.
You're going to
look just like this guy.
That guy's got some luggage under his eyes, though.
You're getting there.
Do I look like that?
You're getting there.
Hey, God, let me try it. Ready?
Yeah. Someone just needs to bust your nose a little bit.
Oh, man. A couple more cocktails. I'll have the old gym blossom rolling.
Exactly.
John Omer Sengul. Yeah, okay. Let's go with that. 50 was arrested after he allegedly volunteered to police that he'd paid four people $500 for at least one of them to come to his Days Inn hotel room to engage in sexual activities.
Man, you know, he was playing the odds.
Yeah.
You know?
Well... Yeah. Four people, $500 for at least one of them.
I think he paid $125 each.
What if the ugliest one showed up, and you were like, "Fuck!"
I think you'd be like, oh, "Man, well, fuck, just smoke a little more meth."
Let me ask two.
Good to go.
2 points here. I'm poking holes in this story. First of all, homeless guy's got $500. Questionable. Second of all, he's staying in a very nice place. The Days Inn.
Yeah.
Okay. This is one of Florida's best two-star hotels.
True. Yeah.
I don't. How does he afford this?
The question, the cops had the same exact question when he was able to post $500 for his bail, too. So this dude's rolling around with fat wads of cash.
Big time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, right now, the Days Inn that I have my prostitutes come for, they take credit card only.
Oh.
They're not just leave a bag of cash there and say, here's the deposit.
You don't think he got like a green dot from Walgreens or something? You think he's... You know?
I don't think he got a green dot from Walgreens.
Okay. I don't know. I was just, you never know.
You do never know. However, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay. No green dot from Walgreens.
Yeah.
You know? Sengu, who is reportedly homeless. I would claim to be homeless too, because the guy probably lives
He lives in a hotel. Not technically homeless.
It was also known. It also wasn't known how the homeless Sengu came by $500 to allegedly pay for sex, but is able to post bail. He only got $500. So what is the, where's the crime here?
Yeah, see, that's stupid.
He paid $500. Nobody showed up.
I mean, literally, he got fucked out. Yeah, he got fucked. He did get fucked.
Yeah.
But not in the way he was hoping.
This sad sack. Look at him. He's like... Yeah.
Look at those sad eyes.
He looks like a kid who no one showed up to his birthday party.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to blow me.
Yeah. Well, hey, the Seminoles might show up to his... What? His next party. They'll send him signed autographed t-shirts or something.
The Seminoles? I don't know. Florida State?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did like a Florida State?
Do you know what happened? Is that that was the only sports team I could think of that quickly in that Florida. Good. Thanks.
That was good. Yeah. Bobby Bowden's going to show up.
I don't know. You know?
This loser. The Seminoles.
I don't know. I could have said the fucking Dolphins, maybe, but nah.
Yeah. The University of Central Florida Bulls would show up.
I mean, he is a homeless guy, so.
Well, he's got $1,000. They might show up.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, what else you got? Florida man was high on erotic themed whippets when he crashed car.
Hell yeah, he was.
And killed a lawyer. Oof. Let me see if I can get to this one.
Yeah.
Probably not, though.
The authorities discovered 21 canisters of nitrous oxide labeled Triple X Platinum Triple Refined Cream Charger.
Oh, man.
Triple X Platinum Triple Refined Cream Charger.
So, what's a cream charger? I mean, are we talking about
Yeah, it's for whipped cream, you fucking idiot.
but why is that erotic?
Because it's triple X.
It's like licking off booties?
I know. I think whoever saw that it said Triple X Platinum just figured it was erotic themed when really it's just fucking canisters of nitrous.
You think you get them at Planet K?
We used to get them when I worked at Starbucks.
To do whippets?
To do whipped cream, but... you know, my sister worked there and a couple of her friends,
yeah.
And they would just be doing whippets the whole fucking time. So, it's these little metal canisters, and you just screw it in, and it punctures it, and it fills up the fucking thing, and they're just they would just start sucking all that. There'd be empty fucking cartridges everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done a whippet.
Me neither.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do you have any whipped cream in here?
You just start tugging. That's how you whip it, right?
Strangest crimes of 2018. I can't. It looks like some lady's getting jumped through.
Yeah,
looking at Newsweek. This thing won't scroll down because of your fucking Wi-Fi.
Okay, yeah, that's why.
It is Wi-Fi. So, how often do you break out the whipped cream when you're in coitus with the lady?
As a married man with two kids,
mm-hmm.
Zero times.
How many times have you ever done it?
A couple. Stupid.
It's gross.
It's messy. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit gets everywhere.
Yeah.
Can't tell what's fluid.
Yeah.
And what's not. Why you're sticky. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
do gross. I lick this off or do I really lick it off?
Yeah. Same thing with lube. It's like, that stuff is sticky.
Yeah. What? Hey, that serves a purpose. Florida prosecutors said a man was high on erotic themed whippets when he drove his car into a family on a sidewalk. Oh, this is a sad story.
Yeah, but
I don't think I want to go on with it.
No, you don't have to. Only one of them died, though.
I was a lawyer. So, I've never had a bad experience with a lawyer yet.
No?
No, probably pretty soon I probably will.
Yeah. You're heading down that road.
I'm fast.
Close.
I'm super close. Whippets, huh? How many whippets would you do at a given time?
I think just one because I'd be afraid of killing myself because I'm a giant pussy.
I meant not you, oh. But you people.
Oh, you people. What do you mean you people? No, I think you start with one. And then it kind of wears off, and you just do the next one. Kind of wears off. I don't think it lasts long.
You get a headache, though.
Yeah, probably. You probably throw up and stuff, but it's fucking the rush, man.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's like extreme mountain biking, dude. You fucking got to catch that rush.
I love it.
Damn.
Did you ever go regular mountain biking?
Nah, man. Only extreme for me.
I ran into a tree with my shoulder, and I was like, out.
Really?
Fucking out. Yeah. I was lucky.
Dude, that's how Bono... died.
Sonny Bono?
Sonny Bono died that way.
No, he didn't.
He hit a tree.
Extreme mountain biking?
No, extreme skiing.
Oh.
Same thing.
Caught a stash.
He
caught a stash on a tree.
Ripped his stash right out. That's where all his power came from. He's like fucking Samson, right?
Samsung? How about this one?
Is he a Korean businessman?
Let's do one more Florida one for you.
Yeah.
Playboy model 25 arrested in death of California psychiatrist found in trunk of car. Look at this Poindexter.
Yeah, he looks like an Amish gentleman. If you just got to take a little bit off of his mustache, and he is Amish.
Think any stereotypical professor with a pipe in his hand.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, what this like guy he has patches on the shoulder of plaid.
But guaranteed. I will tell you that Cosmos bow tie he's got wearing means I party.
Yeah, it looks like a butterfly from here.
I party. Could be a butterfly. He could be a sensitive. He's like, hey, I'm showing my sensitive side. Well, he's showing it now in the trunk of a car. A 25-year-old Las Vegas woman has been arrested in California, charged in the murder of a 71-year-old child psychiatrist who was found bludgeoned to death in the trunk of a car in Nevada.
Yeah.
Kelsey Turner was taken into custody March 21st in Stockton.
I looked high and wide for her Playboy photos, and I could not find them.
I mean, I'm looking at the mugshot right now.
Yeah.
Do they tell people to, like, lean in? Like, now lean in.
Yeah, open your eyes really wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, look as crazy as possible. Here we go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is not a glamour shot.
No. Turner was arrested by Las Vegas detectives. Further details on arrest. Bah, 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 bah. Ooh, right. Her name and photo match those that appeared on a Facebook profile that described the woman as a model who posed racy photos, including some posted on Playboy's Italian language website.
That's why I couldn't find it.
Oh,
I had to go to Bella. Playboy Italia.
Yeah.
So this story, since you sent it to me, has had some updates that I looked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and her boyfriend and another guy were arrested. Her boyfriend, nicknamed Big Red.
Big Red?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Is he a lumberjack?
No, he just has red hair.
Is it regular Jack?
Yeah, it's Jack off. So yeah, he was also arrested.
Red hair is it's a killer. My old man used to pull my older brother aside and say, you're always going to be fingered, wink, in a crowd because you have red hair. They're always going to remember that you were there. So if you're going to, if you're going to do anything, you got to punch somebody and run. Oh. It's like, all right, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
Dye your hair.
That's a solid advice.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
You were talking. It was in reference to him punching me, so I'm not really sure what that was about, but I got the picture. I got the picture pretty quickly. Hey, speaking about getting the picture, if you've got a picture and you wanted to put it on a t-shirt, who would you go to?
I'd go to 14 Finches.
You're goddamn right you would. 14finches.com for all your graphic design needs. They're actually working on some shirts for us. Did we already give this update for the past 5 or 6 episodes?
Probably.
But I think they're actually working on them right now.
Yeah. Good man.
Yep.
Hey, if you were going to take a lot of whippets and you didn't know if it was going to mix with any of the medications you're currently taking, who would you call?
I'd probably call my doctor. But if I wanted to get the whippets themselves, I'd call Texas Pharmacy Consulting, texaspharmacyconsulting.com. When you want to do whippets, but you're not sure where to get them.
They'll look at your butthole.
They will look at your butthole.
Man, if we had that drop.
Oh, we've got it.
We got it. We just gotta get on this one. Oh, wait till next episode.
Yeah. So that was a good episode last week, other than the fact that we should have invited him in the same room we were recording in.
Yeah, he's just not podcast savvy, so he didn't know to actually speak into the microphone. He thought that you could sit across the room and just yell into the microphone.
Sit on the can, take a smash, and then yell. It doesn't work like that, people. You got to get right up on this thing.
Get down on it.
Like a microphone. Anyway, speaking of medical procedures, doctors, and so forth, before we get off the movie tip, the big fat mushroom movie tip, how about the Theranos documentary? I know you saw it.
I did see it.
What's it called? Like, not In Cold Blood.
No, it's called The Big Lie.
No, it's like Blood Work or something. It should be called Blood Work. That's a great movie name.
Really?
Blood Work.
Is it a bloody stool?
So, Elizabeth Holmes, your girlfriend, started a company from Silicon Valley that does like cheap blood testing. And I'm using my voice like this because have to burp, but I'm also trying to sound like her.
It's called The Inventor Out for Blood in Silicon Valley.
Out for blood.
I'm out for blood.
I'm out for blood. We're trying to bring cheap... I can't even get the
Just
voice.
Just a finger prick. That's all it's going to take.
Instead of doing vials and vials of blood, it's just one finger prick. And we'll be able to do all the testing for every disease known to man.
That's exactly how it sounds, too.
That's good.
Yeah, it's because I don't have a deep voice either, and I can. That's my fake deep voice.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
And
you can't do it.
We want to give access to everybody.
Yeah. How about when in one part they're doing like a like they're having a company meeting because like they just passed the FDA's like secret fucking pop quiz that they came in and they inspected shit.
Yeah.
And they play, what song do they play? Can't Touch This.
Can't Touch This.
Yeah. She's fucking dancing to Can't Touch This. And it's like, oh my God, you're the whitest girl ever.
So, yeah, because the FDA raided them.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they didn't find anything alleged. Yeah. Like, they didn't think they found anything. Yeah. So they played Can't Touch This.
They didn't go down, they didn't open one door that would have led them to closing down the whole fucking company.
Right. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I like the guy who's
the Indian dude.
He was a joy. He was a blast.
Yeah.
What is it with those cats where they're, you know, they're like, hey, this is America, so I'm going to have, like, the top button unbuttoned in my button-down shirt, and I'm going to wear some Levi's.
Yeah, I'm going to wear some tight jeans, tuck them in, fucking black belt, and...
Just like you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
It's me.
It's me, Brad Pitt. I don't know why I'm a frock.
Yeah.
So it's the worst.
He had everybody in the company count to three and say, fuck you, to the FDA.
Yeah. No, it was a competition.
Oh, was it the competition? Yeah. I don't know.
It's like...
Oh, you mean the competition people actually...
Doing blood tests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Big time.
Spoilers ahead, folks.
And they went into the bouncy house. They had a big bouncy house party.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Dorks. But this girl, youngest billionaire, right? And she's not really a billionaire, but a company is worth a billion. Is that, that kind of how it goes?
Yep.
But she started this company. She left school. Mm-hmm. Where was she? Princeton?
Yeah.
And she just leaves school to start this company, even though all her teachers were like, no, what are you trying to do?
Bobby said waste of time.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah, I agree. But the teachers were like, no, this won't work. And she's like,
yeah, well, I'm going to show you guys and it's going to work.
Actually, I think you're mistaken.
So she does these like TED Talks and everything, and she is just trying to be Steve Jobs. She wears the black... All black, black turtleneck, like
died of cancer.
She just wanted to be Steve Jobs so bad.
But that actually, that machine that they made, so they make this machine where you have like the tiniest little pinprick of blood, and you punch it into this machine, and then all of a sudden it's like, and then spits out your results like from an iMac. It looks like an iMac or something.
Yeah, it looks like an old school like PC. Like that big.
A piece of shit.
Got him.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So it did work for some stuff.
For herpes.
Yeah.
Like the most basic form of herpes.
Yeah.
Which so random. Like
everyone has anyways. Yeah. So
she's like,
did you wipe your coal sore on this stick of the machine or
she
what?
She tested it herself.
Yeah.
I'm very confident it works for herpes.
I was sure it was just my clitoris, but it was a herpes instead.
I was like, I'm not supposed to have a cold sore on my lady parts.
That's not the lip my cold sore is supposed to be on.
Hmm.
Wrong lip cold sore, that's what I told him.
Theranos.
So yeah, this lady basically gets financing and just financing and financing from all these venture capitalists. Like... All right. She's not bad looking.
She's not terrible looking. No.
Yeah.
No, she's not terrible looking.
Yeah.
She's got a big dumper.
Right? Yeah, you love that.
Skinny.
He's skinny, but she's got some cans on her.
She's got okay, yeah. But her eyeballs, dude.
Yeah, two. She has no eyelids.
She doesn't blink. She doesn't blink.
No.
And it looks like she's piercing, like she's like going to... Like stealing your soul with her eyes.
She has that 1,000-yard stare. Like she's a war. She's got PTSD.
Oh,
yeah.
I would say this about her: when you first see it, it's very unnerving. But then you're like, this is like what a sex robot would look like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, we forgot to program it to blink.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah, let's give it a weird, deep voice.
Would you like me to take off my underwear? I heard you like butt stuff.
You're getting better. It's getting better.
You gotta do the voice. It's much better. Ask me a question.
Ask you a question.
Ask me a question like Elizabeth Holmes. Wait. Here, I'll do it.
Okay.
Hey, Elizabeth. Do you come here often?
Well, when I was in Princeton, I used to come here quite often, but instead, I decided to start my company where I fucked over everybody. I couldn't think of anything funny to say. Blah, 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 blah.
This is terrible. All right, you go.
Hey, ask me. Do you come here often?
I've never actually come before. Thanks for asking.
Actually, I usually come to the Barnes and Nobles to jerk off.
Yeah, that just ruined everything. No, just kidding. So anyways, this document, the wife and I watched it.
Yeah.
The wife and I watched it, and she was just in amaze. She thought the same thing, like, what, this fucking lady's voice is creepy.
Yeah.
Her eyes are creepy, and she's a real sociopath.
But you've seen the thing on YouTube. Right before we started, we looked up part of that stuff.
Yeah.
The conspiracy is that her voice isn't that deep.
Yeah.
That she had something, it was in the documentary too, right? She has this thing where was it in the documentary?
No.
Maybe not. Her voice, she heard somewhere that people have more respect for people with lower voices, men and women. So she like dropped her voice by like 4 octaves.
Yeah. So she had like a professor who was actually in the documentary. Is it documentary or documentary?
It's documentary. I think we nailed that last week.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So she basically is like, this fucking lady's a nitwit, and says that she had a higher voice. Like when she was in school talking to her, she was a valley girl, high pitched voice.
Yeah.
And now she's,
hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Finger stick, finger bang. Finger. I choose the latter.
I use my fingers. I call them the finger prick.
This one I call Todd.
So I stopped and paused when this, not the podcast right now. I stopped and paused the documentary.
Yeah.
When this guy shows up, who's like a behavioral scientist or something. And I stopped it and I asked my wife, did he shave only half of his face? Is he making a statement? What is this guy doing?
He was French too, because you're like, I am way out of touch with fashion.
Yeah.
This guy has half of his face shaved.
Yeah.
Like down a line.
Perfectly symmetrical.
Perfectly down a line. Yeah.
Yes. One half shaved, one half not.
Okay.
And then I was
like,
did
you figure it out?
I assumed that he had some sort of horrible acid accident or something.
He absolutely must have.
Yeah.
Because it was, if you look at his neck,
yeah,
it was like all wrinkly, like he was caught in a fire.
Yeah.
But he didn't lose, no, he lost his eyebrow too. Not his hair, but it was weird because they kept him like shadowed to one side.
Yeah, it was trippy. And I'm like.
But if you had a burn down half of your body.
Shave the other half of your fucking face, guy.
Would you keep the mustache and the beard?
No. I get electrolysis.
Yeah.
Like, show take off. It all off.
It's a show off.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. You know Not only did I have my face burned, but I'm going to make you look at it.
Yeah. I'm going to make it stand out even more.
Right.
That guy's a hero of mine.
Behavioral scientist, my ass.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to behave.
Fraud.
Yeah. It's like, no, behave. Shave your other half of your face, you fucking weirdo.
Well, he doesn't know how to behave around a fire, I'll tell you that much. Why you'd stick your face in a fire?
Yeah, why stick half your face in a fire? I tried to put it on with half my face. That was a grease fire, so you can't do that. Well, I tried.
It's a grease fire. He worked at Wendy's, and then he got his degree.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, that's bad behavior.
Yeah. Oh, fucking fryer laters always get me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Me over here sticking my face in it. God, I feel like such an idiot. But back to the story.
When they said French fries, I got confused because I'm French. You know?
They call the old face fries in France.
They put mayonnaise on it. They do put mayonnaise on it, don't they?
They do. You know what? I'd eat that.
His face, if it was burned with mayonnaise.
Ooh.
I think they put mayonnaise on like body parts that are burned, don't they?
I don't know. Maybe? Like, to
heal it? Put something like that, yeah, to like cool it off.
You don't pee on it?
I love...
pee on it.
You pee on a fire. Dr. Sullivan, you moron. Don't you know what that smell's going to be like? Oh, shit. Sorry. I had a couple too many Meisterbräus. I thought we were camping. Hey, speaking of which, why don't we move over to Clapping Erasers, my new favorite segment name.
Knocking Erasers?
Other than, well, was it knocking or clapping?
I thought it was knocking them, like knocking the boots, but knocking erasers.
I like knocking erasers better. It's my new favorite since doggone it.
Did you have any jokes this week, by the way?
No, I didn't. Do you?
I have two.
Well, I'll save them for next week.
Okay.
No, fire them up. I want to hear them.
They're not good.
That's okay. I'm sorry. What's the difference?
We decided to just do kind of random jokes. So maybe, you know, put them into stand-up act or whatnot.
Still waiting on those ideas, gang. Yeah. Still waiting on that huge Twitter presence that we're...
Yeah. Desperately lacking. All right. I sometimes wonder what it would be like to make love to a man, but then I get scared of my gay thought. Guess I'll stick to good old-fashioned power bottom bone sessions. Stupid.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, you're talking about like you're afraid of putting your own penis in there.
No. I'm afraid of making love. I'm just old-fashioned bone sessions, man. That's not lovemaking.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, good.
I get it.
Does it make it better?
Made it worse.
I keep hearing about this trick to make your jizz taste like pineapple, but I'm confused. Do I buy the canned rings and stack them on my dick, or do I get the crush kind and funnel them into my pee hole? Either way, I'm eating it.
I think the last part was improv too.
It was.
It was the best part.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Crushed.
Yeah, you crushed.
Funnel it into my pee hole.
God, I wonder if that's a thing. In all my internet searches, and there have been a lot, I haven't come into anybody funneling anything inside their pee hole, but it's got to be there, right?
One time, Todd McVeigh asked me, he goes, hey, do you think there's any porn where it's gay porn, that a guy would jizz into another guy's hands, who then in turn uses that jizz as lube to jerk off and jizz? And I was like,
yeah,
let's look it up. So we sat there in our job trailer and looked up this kind of stuff
on the work computers.
Yeah. And
you guys don't have an active IT department, do you?
We got one guy, you know. We can out sleuth him.
And he rings you up right away. He's like, I see what you guys look at.
Yeah. He's like, let me direct you to the correct website. Yeah.
You guys spelled jizz wrong.
Two Z's. You idiot.
So you found it?
Oh, yeah. It's out there.
I mean, that's a layup. It's hot.
Yeah,
that's
a layup. Right? I know. It was just a weird thought.
They were trying to like shove it back in, like putting toothpaste back in a tube.
You can't put toothpaste back in a tube.
You can't put jizz in somebody else's peel.
Nope. But you can use it as lubricant.
You sure can. Allegedly.
Oh, not allegedly. Proven. Science.
Well, no. Of course. I would assume if a guy's giving you a BJ, you blow it in his mouth. He's just going to spit it all over your dingus anyway, right?
I don't know. Not if he's a gentleman.
Well, these aren't gentlemen.
That's true.
These guys are on Pornhub.
You're not making love to them.
No. How do you do, sir? All right. Speaking of making love, because I like to. Teacher fired over topless photo, threatens $3 million lawsuit, alleges gender discrimination. Color me interested.
It's a weird twist, because she's saying if this was a guy who sent his pictures of him to his wife,
yeah,
with his shirt off, then nothing would come of it.
Yes, there would be.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this? Sorry.
But she, because she's a girl and has a sweet, sweet set of tatas.
What'd you call them? The other ones? Sweater kittens?
Yeah. She's a nice pair of sweater kittens. Then she gets fired for it.
Oh, she's from Long Island, too. Long Island.
Yeah, but she's super pretty.
In juxtaposition to normal girls from Long Island. I hear you. Yeah. Lauren Miranda, 25, a former math teacher at Bellport Middle School, took a topless selfie and sent it to her then-boyfriend, who also works at the school. In January, a student somehow obtained the selfie, and the image circulated. How does a kid get a selfie, though?
Kids know how to use fucking computers.
The ex-boyfriend. Yeah. I bet the ex-boyfriend just left it hanging around.
It could be, or, you know.
They let one of them left their phone,
I bet. Those photos from, you know, all the celebrities, how do they get those?
Well, I don't know. Somebody finds them and hacks them.
Yeah, so I think kids nowadays can hack phones and
shit. You think so?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You start deleting. In trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
My kids take my phone and make those iPhone movies with them.
Yeah.
They find random pictures. Have I told you about this?
No.
Then I take, and it's all the pictures we send to each other of just like guys ramrodding each other and stuff.
And so they make a thing and they're like, hey dad, come take a look at this. Will you send me your pictures? And it's just like gigantic, gigantic penises.
They're just laughing.
Do you have to explain it to them? Like,
no,
I'm just jokes? Like, you're like, I'm I just like, have these or?
No, they don't. It, later in life, they'll tell their therapist about it, and maybe I'll have to come in and explain myself.
Yeah,
like I'm getting deposed. But
yeah. Oh, I mean, the therapist will visit you in prison.
Like, yeah, the prison therapist. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're not the best.
Yeah, I mean,
like $500 an hour. You know, prostitutes or anything.
But. Yeah, it's true. But no. So yeah, she's suing for $3 million.
My career's been ruined. My reputation's been tarnished. She's only 25.
Yeah, the principal said. How can we send you back into the classroom? You know what all those boys are going to be thinking. He's like, you probably shouldn't have said that, you nitwit.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime a quote, this is a quote from her, let me back up. Ray accused the school district of sexism, arguing that a male teacher would not have been fired had the same thing happen to him. Anytime a man has ever exposed his chest, no one's ever commented or had any problem with it whatsoever. When a woman displays her chest, as happened here, she gets fired from her job. Hmm. That's great.
It's kind of a stretch.
It's a stretch, however... Oh, it's a huge stretch.
Yeah.
There's two different things.
Yeah.
I've never jerked off to a guy's chest.
Mm.
On it? Yes, sir. But not to it.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
I did beat you to it.
You beat it.
Yeah, it's, I don't, it's not, I mean, it's a great, I feel like it's poor judgment for me to say this, but it's a great time to put that argument up there.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Great time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it does make sense. I guess, you think if a lady saw a guy's chest, she would be as excited as if a guy saw a lady's...
Not my chest.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe,
yeah, of course. I mean, there's lousy cans out there.
Yeah. I mean, if she looked like, my fucking my art teacher growing up, who had a hairy chest, I'm pretty sure as a female had a hairy chest. I'm pretty sure that she wouldn't have been fired because
she an art teacher?
No, she was just a teacher.
Oh, she's a math teacher.
Yeah,
math teacher. I'm a man. All right, I'm trying to get to this other one, but it's not working. This other one is of a...
Yeah, Colorado teacher accused of sexually assaulting student, threatening him if he resisted advances. Okay.
Dude, that is not what happens.
What do you think she teaches?
P.E.
Exactly.
Or cooking.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, she is just a wildebeest of a woman.
This is a woman...
You see this woman and you go... This is the teacher that everyone fucking hates because she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Just that face. That she does not care. She's like, no. Yeah, I did it.
She's like, man.
I sucked that 16-year-old's dick.
Exactly.
What of it?
Solid C.
She's only 24.
You know what happened? She did the same thing we're doing, like, right here. She reads those articles about teachers, and she's like, those lucky bastards.
Yeah.
I'm about to make somebody's day.
Yeah. She thinks that, she thinks she's doing someone a solid, but she is no.
Now that is a rapist right there.
Yeah.
That is nobody doing anybody a huge favor. That woman is, I'm trying to pull it up here. Zip. Here we go. I mean, you could totally see someone being like, you know what? I think I'm good. Like, it's not going to happen. She looks like she wears a pair of bloomers.
You know what? I just tried to look her up, see if there's any other pictures of her, and this one popped up.
Nope.
That's what I said.
Wait, that's the guy. That's the lady from
The Bachelor or something.
No, that one right there.
Yeah.
What the hell was the name of that? Faith? Her name is Faith something. I don't know. Sarah Elise Porter has been charged with sexual assault on a child by someone in a position of trust and sexual exploitation.
Yeah, when you call a 16-year-old a child, it just...
Stretch.
Yeah.
Stretch. Ooh, she's a Spanish teacher. What are you talking about? She's a Spanish teacher.
Me gusta.
No, gracias.
I know. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no bueno. What I'm saying is when you see her, you do not see a Spanish teacher. You see the mean lesbian gym teacher.
I know. Like when you think of a Spanish teacher, what do you think of?
Oh, I told you my Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
Was Miss Hampton Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what you think of.
Me gusta. Me gusta.
You think of, what's her name? From Sabado Gigante.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of Sofia Vergara.
Actually, anybody from Sabado Gigante. In fact, yeah. I've got one of those satellite dish things, in the attic. Because I wanted to cut the cord, but it was denied due to the fact that Bravo wasn't one of the channels you can get. And when it comes up on one of the Spanish channels.
Yeah.
And it is a fucking delight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night I did not even have to go to Pornhub. I just watched that for like 5 minutes.
I mean, you didn't have to, but you did anyways.
Yeah, I did.
You went to Pornhub after you already came, which is so creepy.
I just like the articles. Yeah. Yeah. Sarah Elise Porter was a 24-year-old Spanish teacher and track coach. Yeah, that makes sense. She does a hammer throw.
Yeah.
She's accused of assaulting a 16-year-old boy.
Field hockey coach, but...
She was coaching. Field hockey, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Good one, dude.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man. Remember when you said... That was a good one. An anonymous student reported the alleged activity through Safe to Tell, a tip line that allows Colorado students to report illegal activity in their schools. Hey, man, this guy's selling weed near my locker.
Yeah. Fucking narcs.
Exactly. Yeah. Beat you up is what it's called. According to the police report, the school's head track coach confronted Porter after hearing about the tip. She allegedly confessed to him. She said, "I fucked up."
I mean,
she was in a real bad place right now. The coach told police, recalling what Porter had allegedly told him. She also allegedly told the head coach that she had sent revealing photos to a student while wearing a tank top. What the fuck?
How
revealing
could
it be? Why would you not, I don't know, like wet t-shirt maybe?
Hmm.
Why would you not just deny?
Yeah.
I don't understand people. So dumb. they went into the office, another student alleged to police. According to the document, she turned out the lights and she grabbed him. She told him to follow along and something to the effect of, "I will do something." He assumed she meant she would do something to his family or him. She started kissing him. All right, that sounds pretty good. Hang on for a second.
Wait a minute. Zip.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, there's nothing else in here, though.
Yeah, I know.
Authorities also interviewed the alleged victim. According to the police report, he alleged that Porter started sending him inappropriate messages via Snapchat. I got to get on the Snapchat thing.
I know. I tried it.
Yeah.
And I'm too old for it, I think.
I thought the thing with Snapchat was it deletes it. Like you Snapchat somebody and then it deletes the history. Like that was the beauty of Snapchat.
But nothing is deleted once it gets on the
Apparently internet. Not, because I don't know why people keep using it in that manner. The student also alleged that she forced herself on him and threatened him if he resisted her advances.
Man.
If you resist my advances, I will threaten you.
Yeah.
With my gigantic...
I'll make you have sex with me again.
Black hole, please don't.
No. Yeah, please. You have sex with me now or you'll have to have sex with me later, too.
Exactly. You thought that was bad. Check out my butthole.
Yeah. You think my bush is hairy? Wait till you see my butthole.
Wait till you smell it.
Yeah. Stinky buttholes.
Sticky buttholes are the best.
Yeah. No, they're not.
I don't know.
I mean, you just got to pop up. Your shit's getting infected.
Free Wanderlust travel tote when you order people today. When was the last time you had a People magazine?
Yeah, I only see it at the checkout of the grocery store.
I know. I check it out there, too.
Yeah, I go, oh, man, what's Teresa Giudice doing right now?
What?
She's one of the Real Housewives, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen? She, like, works out. She's cool. All shredded
cool,
now.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I don't give cool. a shit. She's
R-H-O-B-H
a piece of garbage.
For you right now. Real Housewives of Beverly
no,
Hills.
No, she was
I'm
Jersey.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was Jersey.
You're thinking of...
R-H-O-N-J?
Yeah.
Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Sure. Ugh. You really want to do a pump, a Vanderpump podcast?
We should totally do a Vanderpump
no,
session.
No, we, you, me, ab- you absolutely can.
Me
we
and Monique.
Will not post it on our
and you have to sit in on it?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
No.
It yes, it would be. It would be so great. You'd have a
for
blast.
Who? Would I?
You'd have a blast. Yeah. You totally learned about it. All right, listen. If you like that idea, and I know you do, hit us up on the old twat machine, @sodumb_podcast. Go to the website, www.thisissodumb.com. Leave us some messages, Instagram.
Anything.
Instagram. Send us a picture of you.
Yeah.
Half-mast.
Ooh,
thinking about
just
that.
Just chubbed up.
Exactly.
Just the thick in your trousers.
It's,
show us the thick in your trousers.
Give us multiple... Your trousers after a nice dryer action.
Yeah.
You know, nice and shrunken.
Yeah. Mm. Just tight. With
yeah.
The, with the thick in it.
We go way off track. So if you're interested in that episode.
Just send us dick pics. That's all we're asking for, folks. Is dick pics.
Boy, this is an hour long request for dick pics. Why don't we just cut to the chase? That's our episode 44 is just going to be us saying
yeah.
dick pics.
Yeah. An hour long with.
I tell you what, this is so fucking dumb.
So dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.